Turn for our devotion tonight to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. As all of us know, I'm sure there's been a lot going on down in Orlando, Florida. I didn't even realize until today that a 2-year-old toddler had been caught by an alligator. And they finally found his body, but he was dead. And there was 3 or 4 things that happened. Has happened there in Orlando, and especially the deaths of those people, the terrorist attack there. That's 49 so far lives that are snuffed out, and 52 or 3 that are still question mark, a lot of them I understand. What a terrible thing. But let's turn for the next few moments in our I'll warn you ahead of time, probably our devotion tonight will extend into the class and be a part of the class, the adult class here in the auditorium. So, just wanted to mention that. In the midst of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks some words which some commentators have considered to be the heart and the foundation of the Sermon on the Mount, as it were. And the Sermon on the Mount, of course, is the classic lesson, speech, whatever sermon, however you want to describe it, that the world has ever known. I know I've mentioned this once or twice here before, but I'm sure some of you haven't heard it. Brother Tom Warren, when he was working on his dissertation or his thesis or whatever it is for the PhD degree, he sent out survey forms to, I believe he said, 30 different well-known psychiatrists, psychologists here in this country. And he received about 20 or 21 of those in return. He had asked them one simple question to address, and that question was, if an individual, any individual, would read the Sermon on the Mount and live according to the Sermon on the Mount, would they be a well-rounded individual? Now, these were not religious people he sent these to. All but, as I recall, all but about 2 or 3 said definitely, yes. That tells you about the power of the Sermon on the Mount, as far as that part of it goes. But now let's read a few verses and for our beginning of our devotion tonight, or our devotion, the beginning of our class. And we will go back to verse 38, where Jesus said, "You've heard it have been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow from thee, turn not away." Now, a couple of things in regard to these statements that Jesus made here. When he's talking about retaliation, as those verses that begin with verse 38 that we read, and he says, resist not evil, and he talks about turning the other cheek. Commentators will go into great detail about describing how that if any man wanted to smite a person on the right cheek, then he would have to backhand him, which is a greater insult than any other kind of smiting that could be done. He's simply referring to the whole concept of retaliation here, that Christians should not be seeking retaliation. The Sermon on the Mount, beloved, by and large, is a document concerning the personal relationships of individuals. Sometimes parts of it, in regard to love especially, is characterized by talking about how that nations, relationships between nations. But the principle itself, the principles of the Sermon on the Mount are directed mainly at individuals, and especially as Christians, as to how they should live, how we should live, I should say. And then, of course, he said, if a man will sue thee at law and take away your coat, let him have the cloak also. Now, you recall studying how that Jesus' clothes was sought by those who put him on the cross, and they drew lots to see who would get his clothes. The cloak was the outer garment of the Jew, according to the histories I've read. And the cloak was the single garment that was woven all at once, and it was the most important garment. In fact, Jewish law said something to the effect that you was never supposed to take away a person's cloak. Maybe some of the other clothes, but not the cloak. It was that important to them. And so Jesus is simply saying, if they sue you for your garments, give them that also. And then, in addition to that, he said, whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him too. In that day and age, when Jesus spoke those words, Rome was in charge. The Roman government had soldiers stationed everywhere in Palestine. Rome had difficulty with Palestine. The Jews were always, always causing trouble. But anyway, it was well known that if a Roman messenger or courier was on his way somewhere with a load, he could tap the shoulder of a civilian and require them to carry the load. And Jesus is saying, if they require you to carry the load for a mile, carry it too. Beloved, I've always thought of that as being this. Do everything that's required of us and a little bit more. Whether it's on our jobs, whether it's with our family, everything that we are supposed to do, that our company, our supervisor has laid out for us to do, do that and then a little bit more. In fact, if we had the time, I could give you some documentation in regard to companies, individuals who have tried that very thing. And it works. This thing with the Sermon on the Mount is something that it really requires of us to do things that we human beings sort of reject. I mean, they go against the grain. Our normal reaction, which is how we live our lives mostly, rather than acting, we react. Our normal reaction, if a person smites us on the cheek, is to slap them back a little bit harder. That's how we tend to do it. But that's not the way Christ did it. In fact, he was subjected to that kind of thing. All kinds of insults. Pilate says to him, whatever it is, what is truth? Jesus just didn't answer for himself. These words were written a long time ago by our Lord, folks. And there's several more verses here we're going to consider as we enter into our study in the auditorium. Let it be known tonight that Jesus Christ, when he wrote these words, spoke these words, he didn't write them, when he spoke these words, he was in the last 3 years of his life here upon this earth. He had begun his personal ministry and he was preaching the gospel. And even as Luke chapter 19 and verse 10 records, he came to seek and to save the lost. He came to seek and to save us. You and me and every human being. The people at the club in Florida. The people throughout the world. The people in Chicago. And in every nation around the world. He came to save us. But we have to respond to that offer. Have you done that? By believing in Him as the Son of God and our Savior? Have you repented of your sins, turned back to toward Christ? Have you been baptized into His name, into His body, into His church? Tonight is the accepted time, the Apostle Paul would say, and if you're here and a child of God and have drifted astray in some way, or if you need the prayers of the church, why not come tonight and let us assist you in every way we can as together we stand and sing.